Blog Talk Radio.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is Arisha Sound, and you're listening to Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio.
I can't do this anymore. I'm so tired. I'm tired of trying to fit into his schedule.
You know you deserve better than that.
No, I hear you. No. It's just that it used to be about us, but now it's all about him and what he has to do.
Really?
Hello?
I got a meeting. I'll be back.
Tuning in and tuning out all negativity as we broadcast live via iHeartRadio and also on Spotify. And I want to say on very special prayers to all the people out there that are protesting such injustice that are taking place around our country, in the United States, and also internationally. Thank you so much for taking the time and helping the Teddy Bear to kind of, you know, form a sort of escape of some escapism. For the next couple of minutes, so a little shaking, but we all right. We're going to be all right. And today's special broadcast, very special, super talented R&B jazz artist, Lord have mercy. She goes by the name of Tracy Eileen. New hit single, Some Way, from her upcoming EP, It's Time, due out June the 12th. So on behalf of the Teddy Bear in the Zone, it is my pleasure to welcome to OTO Radio the super talented and captivating Tracy Eileen. My queen, how are you doing this evening?
I'm very well. What a very nice introduction. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much for taking time during this hectic thing we're going through right now. I want to thank you for taking time and joining us this evening. First and foremost, congratulations on the new single, and I've had an opportunity to listen to a couple of the tracks from the upcoming EP. You did a wonderful job, so congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It was a blast, literally.
You know, the backstory, you went through a lot to get this new EP released. So if you don't mind, can you share with the listeners out there as far as the obstacles that you had to overcome to make this come to fruition?
Basically, the whole impetus behind it, me releasing the EP, was really wanting to move my career to the next level, which my goal has always been to be an internationally known soul R&B jazz artist. So I needed to come up with more original music, work with a new kind of producer. I started working with a entertainment coach, Kenya, and I was introduced to Kendall Duffy, and Kendall's based in Nashville, so I went down to Nashville to record, and we also co-wrote three of the songs on the EP, so that took some time flying back and forth. We actually had it mixed, and then later mastered by Bernie Grundman, who's an amazing mastering professional who's mastered everyone from Stevie Wonder to Michael Jackson to Tina Marie to Madonna. I mean, it's amazing. So that was a tremendous blessing. And so just kind of working through the whole thing. And then I have my, I'm an independent artist. So basically I had to have, you know, I pretty much put up, you know, my savings and everything to get everything done because I really believe in the project and where I'm going. And so, yeah, so it was a labor of love in a lot of ways and a labor of faith.
I think a lot of people really truly don't understand the challenges of being an independent artist where everything that's being brought out, you have to self-finance. There's a lot of footwork that's involved to get your product out. For you, and I know this is a labor of love, and every artist that I've had the pleasure of conversing with, they look at their project as their baby. Do you feel is there any, if you feel at the end of the day that there's anything else that you could have possibly added to the EP, or basically how many songs were actually left off the upcoming EP? It's time.
Well, nothing was left off. So, if anything, I would have loved to have had a longer EP or a full album, but I wanted to get it out there. So, you know, so I kind of came to the point I was like, what do I need to have a full project? I knew there needed to be 5 tunes. So once I had that, I really wanted to go forward with it. The interesting thing that happened, this is the first time Kendall and I worked together and having co-written the songs, when I started writing as an artist, and my first original tune was Why Did I Say Yes, I had to decide to be self-revealing. So I wanted to write about, you know, my own love life and kind of my own personal growth and a more aspirational love from one that was transformative and kind of a continuum for me and my personal life. And it was just interesting how he would, like, send me the hook or, you know, a chorus or a line or so, and I would sort of write around it with the music. And it just sort of came together in the right kind of way. So it was kind of a real interesting process. But I would say I pretty much left it all on the table there, Teddy Bear.
All right. Well, you know what? Something interesting that you said. I'm going to rewind a little bit. The level of transparency, I think is very important to show a level of transparency through music because people want to be able to relate to an artist that I would have to say that are going through the same life experiences. Mm-hmm. That they share. And I think certain times it can be very challenging for an artist to show that level of transparency because you're allowing other people in and let them see exactly what's taking place on their own personal journey through music. For you, was it very therapeutic to share so much of yourself through your music and giving people a little bit more insight on who Tracy Eileen is as an artist as well as a person?
Yeah, I think music in general for me has been a very healing. And, you know, you hear people, music saved my life. Or, you know, I don't know if you're last night, Jay saved my life. But I think it's actually, and I decided to write. I just made a decision off the bat, you know, okay, I'm already just kind of tell all my business and let it all out here. Because one thing that's very important to me is to be authentic. Whether I am singing music written by someone else, you know, how I express it, how I perform it, to me it needs to be believable. And I think that's where you're able to really impact people and move them in some way. If it's not authentic, I think people know it. And for me personally, I'm like, what's the point? If you're going to write, you know, be honest. And I think authenticity more than anything else connects with people. And, you know, it helps me to connect with what I'm doing and to love what I'm doing.
Wow. I'll ask this because I know it's a I've asked this question before to a lot of different people that I've had the pleasure of speaking with. Can you kind of give the listeners out there as far as the difference between writing something yourself and also sharing writing duties with someone else as far as the importance of, like, I would have to say, like minds coming together and you having that same type of vibe when you're working on a particular song. How important is it that you do have that kind of kindred spirit when you're working with someone else?
I think it's very important. And like I said, when working with Kendall, I think how can you really share and be vulnerable and write things and feel connected with a co-writer that you don't connect with personally at all? You know, that's like marrying someone you don't connect with at all, you know, a mail order bride or husband, if you will. So, no, I definitely think that part is really important. And the special thing that happens that I found, because the why did I say yes in terms with my keyboard player in my band, and he really kind of, I wrote most of it, but he tweaked it, and we are just an amazing person, and we're simpatico, definitely on a spiritual level. But with Kendall, he also does music.
I've had an opportunity to see a few of your live performances. I want to thank my staff for helping me out with that. You exude so much passion and energy, raw energy, through your vocals. And
you
exude so much, oh, my pleasure, and you exude so much energy. It resonates. You can feel the resonates as far as when the listeners or the crowd really gets into you, gets into what you're trying to say or what you're conveying through your music. Can you let the listeners know what that feeling is like for you when you know you've been able to reach so many people? And also, part two of this question, how long does it take you to come down from that level of energy after your performance?
That's a good question. It is amazing. I love connecting with my audience. I love to be able to see the impact the music is having on them, and you know, for people to be swaying and moving and closing their eyes and things like that. It's just an amazing feeling. And the feedback, you know, when I have a chance to move out to the audience and talk to people is really great as well. We have an amazing show. It is, you do literally feel buzzed. And, you know, you kind of just want to sit with the feeling for a while. I would say that buzz becomes the show.
Oh, my apologies, family. We lost Tracy. Don't worry. We will get her back on. A little phone disruption. No need to fear. But in the meantime, while I got you here, be sure to stop by Tracy's official website at www.tracyeileen.com. That's EILEEN.com. And be sure to purchase the new hit single, Somehow, Some Way, and the new album, It's Time, due out June 12th. And we have Tracy back on the line. There we go. My queen, I thought somebody just stole you away. I said, oh, my goodness.
I was like, hello. I
oh,
think because of COVID, everyone's on the phone.
Yeah. Well, no need to fear. The teddy bear has you here, like Linus is going.
Yay.
To be safe and we got you here. It's no need to fear. You know, somehow, some way, listen to that song six times, and every time I listen to it, I get a different perspective as far as your vocal range. I think there's a difference between being a singer and being a vocal. And I, without question, I consider you a vocalist. For you,
Thank you.
Hear that kind of, oh, my pleasure, when you get the kind of feedback, positive feedback that you've been receiving just from a new single, what does that do to you for an artist? How does that make you feel?
I mean, it feels wonderful. It's very validating. Because one of the things, and I don't know if people know this, but you, as an artist, even though you're putting your stuff out there, it's a very vulnerable feeling. And you want to know if they like me, and, you know, and you can't write to try to please someone else. You just, your writing is what it is. Your performance is what it is. You can continue to work on your craft, which I do, which I totally believe all artists should do. But once it's out there. So you hope that it's well received, and when you feel positive feedback, you're like, yes, I'm doing the right thing. I'm so happy. It just makes you happy. It brings a lot of joy.
Being an artist and having a personal life can be somewhat challenging. How have you managed to balance a personal life and your craft? How have you managed to do that?
Right now, because I'm self-financing, you know, I still have my day job, and I have my music business, which is releasing this project is all-consuming right now. So for now, that is my life. Because I literally, I'm like 8 to 5 doing my job, sometimes later than that, the day job, and then everything else is around music. So I think as an artist, if you're building and you are on that, making that journey and that trek, and you're reaching higher to get to a certain place, and to me, where I'm trying to go is where I can do my music 100% of the time, full time. Many people don't know I actually still work. So it's because I spend so much time with the music, both producing product, writing. I work with a vocal coach. I manage my Honey Crystal record label, and then I also have a publishing company. So there's the business aspect of it, the managing the band aspect of it, the performing aspect of it, the writing and recording. So it's a lot, you know, and until I can get to where I'm trying to go, that's what it is, you know, that's the sacrifice I've made.
Well, you know what? I have a pen and a small piece of paper right next to me, so I'm asking, do you still consider yourself a hopeful romantic?
Oh, yeah. Can't you tell by the songs? Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, my journey, my love journey, in fact, my first record is called Love's Journey, right? But, I wouldn't take anything for the journey that I've had, and absolutely. Mm-hmm.
The Tracy today, if she can get in the time machine and go back, let's say 10 years, what kind of conversation the Tracy today had with the Tracy 10 years ago, if you could sit down and give her some advice, what would be some of the key things that you would express to her to be prepared for?
To be prepared for? Probably I would have, one of the things that I ultimately did about 5 years ago is I dramatically, I started really living below my means so that I could invest more in my music business. I probably would have done that sooner. I think from that, and 10 years ago really marked the point in which I made the decision to pursue my lifelong journey. I was divorced in 2009, and after I got divorced, I made the decision pursue my own dream and pursue and support what I've always had in my heart since I was 8 years old, because I always sang, but I wasn't doing it as a profession. And so that's when I made the decision. So in making that decision, I went to study at the Bloom School of Jazz because I believe, you know, I'm not going to just get out here. So I spent a year, you know, just working on my craft and really understanding what I needed to do. And then everything after that was kind of a lesson and a journey and a blessing. My band, the owner of the school, he actually wanted to manage me, my transition, And he put together my band, which are like all top Chicago-based musicians. These guys are amazing. And the situation with the owner of the school, manager, and me, that didn't work out, but my band did. And my band stayed with me all these years. And I've just had one change in the core band, which is my drummer. I have an amazing drummer. I love him so much. And then we added a sax player, so it's a five-piece band. We've been all of us together about 4 years out of the last nine. And so each piece has been a learning journey. So I don't think once I made the decision to do it, you know, I said I'm going to keep going until God says no. So God never said no, and I kept seeing progress every step of the way. So probably the only thing I would have said is, you know, I would have been a little bit more frugal earlier. but yeah, I think that's it. And each it wasn't a straight line, but it was all a good learning experience.
Without question. And for those who are tuning in late, shame on you. But the teddy bear does forgive you. We're being joined by the super talented, Lord have mercy, Tracy Eileen. New hit single, of course, Somehow, Some Way. Can you tell us about that particular single that's out right now?
Yeah, I'm so excited with that single. So in writing that song, I took a solo-cation. I call it the solo-cation. You can just kind of, you know, get away and get your head together. And I wanted to write. And I had a track of music to that. And when I was coming up with the lyrics, I went to Belize. And I was in a hammock on the ocean. And I was just kind of in this hammock. It was just so beautiful. The weather was so perfect. And I just kept listening to the track over and over again. And then by the time I was done, I went to the room and I just wrote the whole song out. And I really adore that song. And so I love the lyrics of it. I love the, you know, what it's about. And then also what's special about that tune, Ali LaRoy, I did a music video. And Ali LaRoy, who is, he was the director and creator of Everybody Hates Chris, probably seen that movie, that show, Pootie Tang, he has Emmy Award winning for Chris Rock, HBO specials and so on. Well, anyway, he directed the video for Somehow, Some Way, and I think that might have been one of the last videos filmed in L.A. before, you know, we had the shut-in regarding because of the pandemic. And so so that song has a lot of a good feeling and meaning and experience in it all the way around.
Well, far be it from me to deprive the listeners of some good feeling, some therapeutic music. So let's get into it, of course. The new hit single from the captivating Tracy Eileen, of course, Somehow, Some Way, from the upcoming EP, It's Time, here in the Zone of LOTO.
Somehow, some way, you gotta
You can always head over to Amazon.com. And be sure, also, you can pre-order, you can pre-order the new EP, It's Time, available June the 12th. And to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking, stop by Tracy's official website at www.tracyeileen.com. My queen, it has been an honor to have you on the show, and hopefully very soon when this pandemic is over with, Lord willing, that you will be available to come down here to Houston. We would love to have you here in the studio. We really, truly would.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. And hopefully we'll be able to move around soon.
I hope so. I hope so. Much continued success. Stay safe. This is your home away from home. Whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let us know, okay?
Thank you. I do want to let you know one thing, though, before we go. I do, once the pandemic hit, I developed a web series. It's called Meet Me in My Parlor, and it's every Friday at 6 p.m. Central Time, and I basically perform with tracks for my listening audience. So if anyone would like to tune in, we do it live, and I do it live from my parlor in my home.
Hey, the teddy bear has been granted an invitation. I will definitely be at the parlor to see you.
Absolutely. Oh, and it's on Facebook Live and Instagram Live.
Your Facebook Live and Instagram Live, and once again, on what day now?
Every Friday, it's from 6 to 6:30.
There you go, family. You heard it here first. He will definitely be in my game. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Teddy Bear. This has really been fun. I appreciate it very much.
My pleasure, my queen. The super talented Tracy Eileen here in the zone of LOTO Radio. My goodness. Remember, family, be sure to get that new single, Somehow, some way available as we speak. And you can also pre-order the new EP. It's time. It'll be due out June the 12th, actually. Next week, I believe. So, but in the meantime, while I got you here safe and sound, we're going to take a little quick two and two, but don't need to veer. The teddy bear is going to provide you with some music therapy. Yeah, I have no choice but to do I have no choice but to do that. But take you back just a little bit. Some classic Troop with Spread My Wings here in the zone.
Spread my wings and fly away to a place that I long for, and my heart will be the pathway where I'm searching for a love that's evermore.
take it back just a little bit. Total. Kissing you in the zone of LOTO Radio. Again, want to send out a very special thank you to Tracy Eileen for joining us. Thank you, my queen. And family, be sure to get the new hit single somehow, some way, available on all social media digital outlets. And be sure to pre-order her new EP, It's Time, due and available on June the 12th. And get all the latest updates, stop by her official website at www.tracyeileen.com. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. And for those who missed the interview, no need to fear. We got you covered. All you have to do is pull up that app on your phone, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple. We got you. Type in these words. Do it so delicately. Yes, Lord. LOTL, The Zone. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any of the upcoming interviews. And speaking of that, we'll be back on live tomorrow, of course, at 1:30 Central, 2:30 Eastern, 11:30 a.m. Pacific, as we welcome the incredibly super talented saxophonist Mike Phillips, as we have the pleasure of debuting his new album, Pulling Off the Covers, with the hit single, Flavor in Your Ears. So be sure to tune in tomorrow afternoon. And also to get the latest updates, stop by our Instagram page. That's at instagram.com/LOTL Radio, The Zone. Also on Facebook, same handle. Twitter, a little bit different twist, at twitter.com/LOTL Radio. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. I want everyone to be safe out there. We can get through this together. I promise you. I'm going to leave you with some classic T.K. Westside. Yes, Lord. Here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Stay blessed.
This is going out to the whole wide west side. Know what I'm saying?
Just a young boy living in the hub city,
Eastside Compton.
Back in the days when Ice Cube and Easy had every nigga talking about, boy, you can't
fuck with me. Remember Ice-T had the power, gunshots licking by the hour.
Went too short, bumped in every super spoke, and told us all how to ride for the West Coast.
My people saying, let me where you at, throw your gloves in the air
and wave them like you just don't care.
From LA to the Bay, every day, any damn day. Take a look around.
We got the whole world locked down.
Going on and on and don't stop. Won't stop. Can't stop. You can ride or die.
That's why I put it down for the West Side.
Ain't that long ago?
Oh no.
He was still in 40s out the liquor store.
Oh no.
Mama started tripping, so it's time to go.
Mob to the park with the locusts.
Everybody broke, smoking roaches.
Quick was the shit, had every nigga claiming he was from the CPT.
Y'all remember?
One time tried to clown,
we had to burn this bitch on down. One time for my niggas in incarceration,
I played the dime with you for having lots of patience.
Two times for my sisters at the county bill,
I got some Westside love for all you ghetto children.
Three times for my niggas that done passed away.
Everything's gonna be fine, but until that day, my only reply is Westside till I
my
die.
Where you at? Throw your gloves in the air
and wave them like you just don't care.
From LA to the Bay, what you say?
All day, every day.
Some love for all you know.
Rest in peace, homies.